Hello everyone, hopefully everybody is having a great week. This is Nana Ube. I'm coming back this week with episode 1 revised. As you all know, I am pretty new with the podcasting and I thought about giving a different version of episode 1 centered around Proverbs 31:10. I hope you enjoy this revised version. Now let's begin. Welcome once again. To become a vessel of encouragement, one must first be encouraged. One needs to have a tank full. For it is only from the fullness within that strength will stream forth and help you defeat the daily challenges. Proverbs 31 seeks to be one of the greatest wells of encouragement for women, especially us immigrant women, or single women, or childless women. The chapter is a great mentor to have. It speaks to the soul of the neglected, the rejected, and the ignored. When welcome in our lives, it becomes a great place of comfort. I mean, the entire book of Proverbs, which treats the issues concerning morality and life purpose, aims to educate and uplift its readers. So although the chapter gazes solely on the wife, its contents are relevant to the young and the single. After all, one is a woman first before becoming a wife. She should already have some of those qualities or traits the chapter speaks about before she ties the knot. Proverbs 31:10 from the New King James Version reads, "Who can find a virtuous wife, for her worth is far above rubies?" The same verse from the Message Bible says, "A good woman is hard to find, and her worth far more than diamonds." From those two versions, let's zoom in on four keywords that seems indispensable to understand. There are virtuous, wife, rubies, and diamonds. By general definition taken from Google, being virtuous is having or displaying high moral standards. In other words, having a good reputation, being righteous, honest, respectable, godly, angelic, immaculate, and from an archaic definition, being a virgin, celibate, or abstinent. A wife is a woman who is in a continuous legal marital agreement. Now onto the last two. A ruby is a treasured stone believed to offer divine creativity, good fortune, pure love. It also brings vigor in someone's life, imparts spirituality, enhances intuition, and promotes high self-esteem. Diamond, which is our last keyword, is another precious stone that is assumed to shed life, light, intellectual knowledge. It does enhance inner vision, exude invisible spiritual power. As a symbol of purity and perfection, diamonds can make one feel unconquerable. So let's look at all those words as a whole unit. And in passing, we want to thank the Message Version for choosing the word woman instead of wife in its translation, because the word woman feels more inclusive. Being a wife is a status that not every woman has or will ever have. So by looking at the four keywords and putting them all in one unit, the question of who can find a virtuous woman now becomes who can find a right-minded, right-thinking, righteous, honest, honorable, respectable, godly, angelic, immaculate, or chaste woman. Those are a lot of words, but it is just to create an imagery of who the virtuous woman should be. And it goes on to say, for her value surpasses the qualities and the characteristics of any of those two celebrated earthly goods. The message comes and answers by saying, she is hard to find. Yet, that position, this premise, does not deny her existence. As previewed earlier in this podcast, if a man is looking for a principled wife, then it is correct to assume that the woman already possesses a set of principles before agreeing to marry. That should be the ideal, at least I think. It will also be correct to assume she's an individual full of life experience, for no one is born with principles. She either acquired them through personal experience or they were passed on by a relative or a teacher. And sadly, not all young girls or women were raised in virtue-friendly conditions. Some don't even know what their roles are supposed to be until after the wedding. Others have never been educated on what to expect either prior or within the marriage. Those who were lucky enough to have had a shed of knowledge on the virtues of a good woman still either tripped along the way or are struggling to maintain their own righteousness. After all, we do not know who we will fall in love with or marry. So the description of the virtuous woman is in fact enviable. We cannot deny the confidence that could come from entertaining the idea that we are more valuable than rubies or diamonds, that our stocks are very high. If we could grasp that revelation, this could turn out to be a life-transforming moment. Finally, we can selflessly love ourselves. We can deeply appreciate who we are. We can jealously guard our bodies, mind, and soul. But in reality, regardless of how we were raised, being this woman of high moral standards, who is trustworthy and all-around caring, sounds unrealistic. To start, there is a major work to do within ourselves first. Being honest, truthful, and kind to ourselves ought to be equally as important as being it unto others. And this can take a lifetime. To love others without appreciating the very essence of our own individuality and humanity is pure futility. And then second, our past, our famous past, can be a very hefty baggage. This baggage also can be burdensome, intimidating, threatening, vicious, judgmental, condemning, and to the worst, even oppressive. And life so far may not have yet presented us with opportunity to make wise decisions. We live in constant uncertainty and emotional turmoil. So we ask ourselves, do we measure up? Can we measure up? Truthfully, it is not just hard to find her, the virtuous woman. It is also hard to become her. Let's say that we desire marriage, but we dwell in the past or even present sexual regrets. What do we do? What would Jesus say? The good news is he has an answer. He calmly says, neither do I condemn you. From now on, go and do not sin. John 8:11. Sin can mean a lot of things, but for the sake of this podcast, we define do not sin as ceasing to do wrong, ending a life of wrong ways one day at a time, one small good decision at a time. If he, the voice of God, said it can be done, then we can do it. We shouldn't judge ourselves harder than the Creator willed. You are a young lady who just turned 18, 25, 30, or better yet, 40. And I picked those ages because they were memorable in my own life. But really, you alone can look back at your own life and gauge or evaluate what must change, what must go, so that you can live differently, so that you can live in your next level. Only you have the power to decide who you want to become. That power was granted to you long time ago by the one who created you. So have the courage to acknowledge your wrongdoings, to want to learn and improve, to surrender yourself to rectitude. Aspire to better your inner being and your relationships. Apply yourself to live in the truth of your own existence, not defined by worldly standards and mundane passions. Embrace the challenge of becoming hard to find. Of course, expect to miss it at times, but then again, anticipate more overcoming moments. And, you know, you become her, the virtuous woman, not to impress, not to score points with the community or to get promotions, not even to validate your existence. You do not need validation. You do not need to validate your humanness. You were meant to be here at this time, whether or not your environment agrees with it. You want to become her, to live your life in the full, to meet the best version of you. So if you know what the right thing is, do it. If you don't know how to do the right thing, ask for help. No one ever built a house without help. At the sound of this message, today is a chance to start over, a chance to build yourself to become a virtuous woman. Thank you for listening to A Minute with Him on Endless. I see you on the next episode. Have a good week.